Hello everybody, I thought I would boo this because a friend of mine booed something earlier with the hashtag cited guide stories. And these stories are basically told by blind people who have been assisted or hindered by sighted people. And 99% of the time I know they mean well, and it's really sweet when somebody offers to help. You do get some of the most ridiculous things happen to you when you ask or get offered assistance. In 2005, when I had my first guide dog, I went to a party in Blackpool, and we were coming back to London after the party and stopping at a station with a rather enormous big gap between the train and the platform. I asked the lady who was getting off in front of me if she would tell me how big the gap was so that I could step forward with my foot and judge it and hopefully not fall down between the train and the platform. While the train was still moving, she grabbed hold of my ankle, and I had a dirty great rucksack on my back, dog on my left hand side who was moving about a bit, and a handbag on my right hand side. And of course this woman holding my ankle, so it was all I could do to keep my balance. And then the train stopped, and she got off the train still holding my ankle, and I was literally nearly on my backside because the dog was trying to jump forward. I had the rucksack, which was weighing me down, backwards, and I nearly lost my balance. And there was a group of lads who were walking past me trying to get off the train, and they were guffawing. They thought it was hilarious. So that's one little anecdote. And the second happened in 2009 when I was in Ireland. I lived there for 2 years with an ex-partner, and I was walking down quite a busy street with a controlled pelican crossing. Now, these pelican crossings are not like the UK ones at all. They will beep all the time, whether the lights are on red or green. But the beeps change pitch and speed when the lights go green. Sometimes when the lights are not working, it will still beep as though the lights are on red. So on this particular occasion, I was walking down the street with my guide dog, stopped at the crossing, the lights were beeping, and I was waiting for ages for them to go green. Nothing happened. These two chaps came up to me and they said, "Oh, the lights are not working, would you like some assistance across the road?" I said, "Yes please, that'd be fantastic." And one of the guys came round to the other side of me, and when the lights went green, he picked up my guide dog and ran across the road. I was holding onto the handle behind the dog, and it was almost like he was pulling me along behind him. It was quite amusing. I suppose the other guy must have thought it was probably worthy of you've been framed or something. But we got to the other side of the road. The guy put the dog down. She turned her back in absolute disgust and tried to walk away. And his mate just went, "You know, Tom, I don't think that's how you're supposed to do that." And they just ran off. I mean, literally, just you could hear that they just ran down the road. Talk about embarrassment. So I was just left standing there going, "Oh, right, okay, that's a new one. I've heard of people lifting canes and feet and all sorts of things like that, but never actually carrying a guide dog across the road." So they are my two little anecdotes, and I hope you enjoy them. And I'm going to try and upload this now because my Audioboo account's been playing up for the past few weeks, so I hope it works, and I will boo again soon.